I'm privileged to be speaking today with Jermaine Copeland, the founder and president of Word Ministries and author of the best-selling book, Prayers That Avail Much, to talk about her new book, 365 Days to a Prayer-Filled Life. Jermaine, it's wonderful to be with you.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
You have authored more than 20 books on scripture-based prayer that have enriched the prayer lives of so many people. How will a one-year devotional differ from your previous books?
Well, I'm very thankful for the success of the Prayers That Avail Much series. Most of those books were written primarily in response to prayer requests. So I would say that the majority focused on the needs of those who wrote or called in. And in some instances, a group would send in a list of prayer needs that they had. For instance, a group of singles in a church sent in a list of needs. And there are prayers of personal commitment, prayers for the needs and concerns of individuals, singles, divorced and widowed, and et cetera, and et cetera. And this book will focus more on an intimate relationship with God and understanding what He's done for us in Christ Jesus. And actually, I guess it could be called a devotional to promote intimacy with God. Maybe we could call it a prayer adventure from the pages of the book of Ephesians, which is my very favorite book in the whole Bible. And the short devotions will be words of encouragement to the reader. And we will include a very short prayer that will hopefully resonate with the reader.
So under the heading of prayer, what topics do you address in this devotional?
Well, in praying about this and just waiting on God, I began to contemplate this question. And what I really want to address is the will of God from, for instance, from the book of Ephesians, and of course we'll spread out from there, I'm sure, talk about His grace and His peace that He gives us, God's redemptive provision for us in Christ, and look at Jesus, the head of the church, and the mystery that's been revealed, the purposes and the appreciation of this mystery, living in unity of the Spirit, how to do that, encourage people in that direction. We will address spiritual gifts, putting on the new man, talk about the ministry of the Holy Spirit as it would apply to us. We will address walking in love, walking in light, as children of light, walking in wisdom. And then our relationship with God and with others. And, of course, talk about the prayer armor of God as it's recorded there in Ephesians, the sixth chapter.
Now, finally, Jermaine, in your opinion, what is the greatest benefit anyone can gain from a prayer-filled life?
Well, there are many, many benefits. But when you ask for the primary benefit that I would say, because of the background that I had had, and with many ups and downs, being saved, not saved, having no assurance, the greatest benefit for me has been an unbroken fellowship with the eternal God of heaven and earth, and experience and joy unspeakable and full of glory and His peace. So I guess maybe I could put all that into one sentence. And, of course, there are many other benefits. Just knowing God.
There's nothing better than knowing God, is there?
Right. And, of course, you know, the Holy Spirit takes the Word of God and teaches us and helps train us, and prayer is, you know, it's our lifeline to God.
Well, Jermaine Copeland is the author of 365 Days to a Prayer-Filled Life. Jermaine, thanks again for your time.
Thank you so much.